With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for almost the past two decades. We must be vegetarian and practice sustainable living. We now invite you to listen to part two of our special presentation of Supreme Master Ching Hai on Climate Change, The Solution, given in Austria on February 28, 2008.
Just, of course, if we can save people, we save people, you know? And if we don't, we don't, no? Okay, huh?
Yeah.
Don't kill yourself for that. But just do your best, okay, huh?
Master, can I tell you something about my dog?
Okay, tell me about your dog.
Last subject. I've got two cocker spaniels. I've had my dog for 4 years already.
4 years?
Yes.
Okay, so what happened to the dogs?
And they're vegetarians as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning I used to cook for them, and now I'm getting the food from Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
And the one dog's name's Luigi, and the other Ricardo. So I take them to the park. I try at least every day to walk them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Luigi will run around and play and sniff and mix with the other dogs, and Ricardo doesn't. He just sits right by me.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't move, and he just looks up at me all the time.
Mm.
So much so that another lady that was walking her dogs actually came up to me and said to me, they've just been talking and they can't understand, and they're amazed at how my dog just sits there looking at me. He's not even interested in walking around. He just wants to sit looking at me.
Mm.
And he just looks with love.
Mm. Understand, yeah. That's some of my dogs are like
yeah.
As soon as they go out, they want to come back in. It's a sticky leaf blanket, that's it, you know, come back in. And Benny's also like that, you know, no matter what, he always like love to sit and watch what I'm doing. So I'm afraid he cannot sleep, because I work at night, you know, and he always sit there watching. Mm-hmm. And then if I go out of the room, he check. I come back in, wagging tails at him. Just a few seconds. So I'm worried, you know, that he don't sleep. And then I trouble for him. And then if he doesn't sleep, and he also disturb all the dogs, you know, and then they all don't sleep, and I worry about their health, you know. I worry he doesn't sleep, especially Benny. He watch me every move. If I even breathe, he knows it. If I go out of the house, I say he's eager to follow. Oh, he watch until I come back, or if I don't come back, then he try to scratch the door or something to go down. Daytime also. You know, if I'm working nighttime, okay, no problem. Daytime also continue. No sleeping. If he's near me, he's just sleeping. Yeah, he loves me a lot. Yeah. The same with your dog.
To Paul McCartney. He has a documentary for the Vegetarian Society since 1995.
Yes.
And it's so complete. Explain absolutely everything about the devastation of the
please,
planet.
Please.
I could see UK making a lot of changes.
Yes.
A lot of changes. Yes. For example, talking about the plastic bottles,
yes.
And they show the millions of plastic bottles, millions and millions of plastic bottles, and they were talking and they came against the construction of another plant for Heathrow.
Mm-hmm.
So all the three mayors are going against it.
I know,
and they were interviewing people, and they were saying, why do you use these plastic bottles? And say, because it's convenient.
Yeah, yeah.
But when they show in the camera,
yeah.
The millions of bottles just
flying everywhere on the water, yeah.
And it never, the plastic, as you know, it never disappeared from the planet.
But nowadays they make degradable. It's better.
Okay.
Yeah, if they use that, it's okay. If not, just use a recyclable, you know? At home we use filter water. We put it in a plastic bottle, the old one, you know, that we have used before. Because if you put it outside, it's not recyclable, so I use them, I keep them to put water in, you know, sometimes filter water, sometimes not, to carry around to water the plant or wash the dogs. But they're not mineral water when I'm cooking. It's filter water. It's in the mineral water bottle, but it's not. Because we use those attached to the faucet, the small, about your wrist size like this, you attach it to the faucet. Very easy, you can do it. Into the pipe, water pipe, and then the filter water come out. And also, you can buy those filter bottle with something in it already. You just pour water on it and then water drop down, it's all clean. No need to buy mineral water, actually, okay? Mm-hmm. Wow, my God. Okay, we have to think about it. Suppose nobody does anything and the planet kaput, what will you do? Any idea? Huh? Suddenly, you know, so see how many times to act before? Before I don't have. Now, if you look everywhere, they are doing something, you know, for environmental. Yeah, I hope they do it all and quick enough. I hope the government really put their thumb into it. That's all I hope for. And the media, you know, every day. And just ban this, ban that, and just no meat anymore, and then we are saved. Truly, very simple. Just use meatless diet, yeah? Animalless diet. Sustainable energy. Limitless sun or wave, yeah? Power. And plant trees. Everybody plant a couple of trees only. Not a lot. Not a lot. And the government, instead of put money into war, they just use the money to pay people to plant trees where the desert, where the dry climate, you know, where it's already damaged, to revive the atmosphere. Yeah? Very simple. Yes. We'd be happy to also go out and plant trees free of charge in our labor in any time we can, if the government really behind every of this program. Yeah? We'd also be happy to go out and cook vegetarian. You know, show everybody in all of our house, we invite people come to our house and show them how to cook vegetarian. Yeah? After a few weeks, they know how. Yeah? Okay? And you can do that first, okay? All right. But what I mean is, if the government really behind it and the media behind it, they just have to put down that piece of meat, even if that is a sacrifice, it's just really worth it. It's really the most noble thing they could do in their whole life. You know what I mean? Just put down a piece of meat and replace it with the, you know, veggie meat. Yeah, we have so much food to eat, not that we don't have choice. Why don't they just try it, no? Okay, from now, each of you should be a teacher, understand me? Anywhere you go, anybody you meet, you talk about it. You invite them to your house. Show them vegetarian cooking. Okay? Show it on hand. Otherwise, if they just see on TV, it may be different. Okay? Use your personal energy, love, yeah, to show them. Okay? We just spread out. We do what we can. Use your time for saving the planet. Okay? Show them how to cook vegetarian food. Capisco? Every house I want to turn into a restaurant, a veggie restaurant. Show them what you eat, yeah? If they don't know what vegetarian is, they don't know how to do it. Truly, they don't know. Even if some people know that vegetarian is good, they don't know how. They even ask on the internet, how did you do it? You see? Truly, some people never heard of it before. They never think about it. So we do that, okay? All of you in the world, teach them how, every day, every time you can, all right? Invite them at random, show them how. Invite them as a guest, unconditional, show them how, yeah? Anybody who smiles at you, you talk to them. Yeah. Invite them for coffee and then invite them to your home. Oh, I live nearby. I didn't know such a lovely neighbor exists. Wow, what an honor. Let's go to my house, have a cup of coffee, and then from then on. Okay? Start it. Understand me? I'm not joking. I'm not joking. Do something. Okay, huh? When you're out there, I do it on SMTV and cook for my dogs. I talk to whomever I can also, yeah? Okay? But I'm also very busy, yeah, for the planet stuff. Okay, do that, okay? Mm-hmm. Restaurant owner, restaurant owner. restaurator. Learn to cook well and learn to show it, okay? With your smile, stone will melt. And with your food, the heart will melt, huh? It won't lose nothing, you know, I mean, vegetarian is very cheap, you can always afford to invite some, okay? And it's a good investment, you know, it saves the planet, it's worth it, okay? You try what you can, okay? Through Supreme Master television, through flyers, through books, through internet, influence a lot. But still, you know, habit dies hard, you know? Just tell them, change the habit, that's it, you know. Invite whoever you can, show the vegetarian diet, make them feel welcome and, you know, it's like everything else, put candle and all that, you know. How much does it cost? Oh, not so much. Doesn't have to be a lot, okay. Make it festive and welcome and homey, okay. Make the food taste good, okay. And then they'll come back for more. And then show them how to do it, okay, huh? Because truly, they don't know. I'm telling you the truth, huh? Not many people know how to cook vegetarian. Just to think vegetarian, I think just to eat beans, you know, green beans, string beans. And then they worry they become like string, you know. Actually, many would advise you, oh, vegetarian, can you live on that? You know, is it nutritious enough? They always ask you like that. Because they don't know, truly, no? I mean, they're not researched into that, they're not used to it. I hope I live to see the day that the government really ban meat, because it's also poisonous to people. Not to talk about, okay, methane gas, you know, or waste gas, or depleting energy, or water, or medicine, nothing yet. Yeah, it's poisonous. Meat makes everybody sick, yeah? Meat is poisonous, everybody knows that. Leader of the people, supposed to be leader, you have to help to protect people, no? Suppose you know something poisonous to your children, will you deliberately give it to them? Huh? To kill them? No. No, right? So now all the evidence points out that meat is also poisonous. Alcohol is bad. Just ban them outright, there's no more discussion. Poisoning things, you don't give it to your people. You don't allow it to be near your people, right? And even children have access to alcohol. Not to talk about meat. Okay, that's it. We have to ban meat, okay? We're banning it now by showing people how to eat, to cook vegetarian, okay? We go all outright, okay? This is really for survival. You have only 2 years to change. 2 years. Because 4 years when it happened, but within two years we have to do something, otherwise it will happen. Do you understand me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, 2 years only. Understand me? You know how much is 2 years? 700 something days. That's it? 104 weeks. Right? 52 weeks per year. 2 years is only 100 weeks. 104 weeks. 104 weeks. That's all we had. Do you understand this is so very long?
No.
Short. Huh? When you say 2 years, it might sound long. No. It's only 700 days. 104 weeks. weeks, that's all we have, 104 weeks. That's a very scary number. Do you understand me? Yes? Yeah? Okay. We have to do it, okay? We have to take matters into our hands. We do what we can, okay? And okay, if we die, we die, but we have to do something, okay? To make it your mission in life, to inform people about the danger of eating meat and show them the solution. Meat is really not good for our planet. Meat is bad. Because meat is the reason, not the people. Not the people, right? They don't know. Truly they don't know. They influence each other, you know, and they're really poor victims of situation. Yeah, really, truly like that. You have to do it with love. You have to have big compassion. You sacrifice your time, your energy, okay? Anyway.
It's an organization,
yeah.
And I got an email from them the other day, and they've got a system where they train you to, or you can train yourself, you can go and speak at schools,
yes,
and they get the schools for you, and you can pick the age group of people you talk to.
Yes.
And Tim is thinking of going and doing it to younger children.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll do that.
You can speak about vegetarianism or climate change or anything.
Yes. You can volunteer to go to any school to cook a free meal that day, or sample, you know, or ask whoever want to come learn with you vegetarian food.
Yeah,
everybody bring a few carrots.
The children love the animals, and then they start to nag the parents saying,
we
can't eat these.
Yes.
Beans.
Yeah,
well, great.
If we can.
We are truly grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's deep faith and care for humanity and the future of our planet. May our united and conscious efforts bring about immediate change to preserve our Earth for generations to come.